Hello, Brent.
Hello, Travis. Happy Monday to you, sir.
And a happy Monday to you as well, sir. How was your Monday? Are you still in Portland?
Yeah, I had a convention over the weekend, and I decided to stay for a little bit in Portland because I've never really gotten the chance to see the city. So as you may have noticed, I kind of caught a cold at this convention, so I am a little bit under the weather and using my remote microphone. But other than that, it's a pretty good Monday.
Ah, Portland. What a beautiful town. The land of ports, I'm told.
Yeah, quite a few. And apparently, like, a city with more bridges than almost any other city in the world. Fun
the
fact.
Land of bridges. They have bridges for every port. Port for every bridge.
Yeah, it's
surely
a pretty special
it
place.
It is the promised land for bridge and port enthusiasts. No, it really is great. We were just there and did My Brother, Me tour, and it's a really, really cool city. I didn't want Portland to feel like I was mocking it. I would never do that.
And it is so charmingly weird, you know, like things that...
I hope they keep it that way.
I think there's a bit of a movement to do so, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, thank God. Oh, whew.
I don't know if most... Do most of our listeners know Keep Portland Weird? Are we being in-jokey?
No, I guarantee that every state in the union has a city which proclaims that it should be kept weird. I think Louisville is the same way. I guarantee there, like, I bet there's a lot of Keep New Orleans Weird. I bet there's a lot of that shit. Everybody wants to be weird.
Well, speaking of weird...
Keep Al Yankovic weird.
Speaking of weird, Oregon, as of very recently, decriminalized marijuana.
Uh-huh. So, it's every, like fully. Not just, like, medicinal, but, like you go buy it everywhere.
Yeah, honestly, I have not yet been to a dispensary, but friends of mine at the convention were like, yeah, we just walked into a place, they took our names down and carded us, but that was it. And it's like, to me, the excitement of going in one of these places that I have not yet been, but it's kind of like the first time you're 21 and going to buy alcohol, and like, it's totally cool, you're not sneaking around, you know? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Is this a valid line of thought, or have I just lost you?
No, I think you're right. But I think, as with all things, before anybody takes this the wrong way, I advocate drug use the same way I advocate alcohol use. If you are of age and can do it responsibly, go to town.
Nah, start young.
Well, now, oh, okay. Let's get on to the story. Transition. Okay. Brent, it's Halloween, a very spooky time.
Sounds pretty spooky.
Can I tell you something? So this past weekend had a like kind of October-y Halloween-y party. Like it was 2 weeks before Halloween, but like we were all going to be very busy. So uh-huh. You know, had like pumpkin carving and like we watched, you know, like Corpse Bride and Paranorman and like kind of all a Coraline like spooky but not quite Halloween movies.
Are you telling me you watched 3 feature length films in a night?
Well, they're feature length, but they're like an hour 20 because they're claymation and not very very long.
I'm not trying to like you know like pick nits
well, we started,
here, but
we started at 6:30 and the party went to like 12:30. So.
I was gonna say this is a miniature film festival. I can barely sit down and watch one movie at one time. Anyway, I'm proud of you, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, they were in the background. It wasn't what we were doing.
Okay, got it.
But I also, in the kitchen, put on the Halloween Pandora station. And mm-hmm. I tell you what, the golden age of Halloween novelty songs needs to return, man. There are way more than I thought there would be. Like, every combination of monster and different words for laboratory and different words for party. It's amazing how many there are. Like,
yeah,
the
I think there was...
Boogie, and it's
yeah,
amazing.
It's like, if you have something spooky sounding and then a dance move, then you can just endlessly, like, the Frankenstein bop,
the
mummy
Twilight
mash.
Twist.
Absolutely, you could do it forever and ever. I actually had the Monster Mash was part of like a full album of like spooky surf rock. And my parents had the record growing up and, it's the Monster Mash is pretty much the only good one, but the others, it's just really interesting to hear them trying to do like spin-offs, like keep the fire going anyway.
Well, so so it's October. We've done a few spooky stories at this point. And I wanted to bring one up. If you were paying attention to Facebook over the weekend, you probably saw this story pop up that a man traveling to Ireland, quote, ran amok on the plane, seemed to go quite crazy, while being restrained, bit another passenger, and then died on the plane. And the plane had to be rerouted and landed, I believe, in Cork. But the man bit somebody and then died. So as you might imagine, every single comment on it was like, The Walking Dead! Zombies! Oh, this is it!
Right, right.
Now, let me be clear here. When I first saw it, the first thing I thought was, well, it's probably not zombies. But what I don't want to ever be is that person in the zombie movie that sees the report and they're like, ugh, another one of the... He's probably just sick. I can't believe they're saying it's zombie. Way out of proportion.
Like, are you saying that you have a preoccupation with the fear that you'll be one of those people that doesn't take it seriously when there really is zombie Armageddon?
Brent, I literally have a podcast all about that called Bunker Buddies.
And it's
idea. I will not be in the majority, which I think other people... Listen, I think that there's a balance between, like, rampant paranoia and, like, blatantly ignoring things. You know what
I mean?
And
when you find it, you will let us know.
Yeah, I'm working on it, dude. But, like, the idea of, like, you see a thing like this, and I think that it is your duty as a human being to go, okay, well, I'm going to read the article. Like, you don't have to, like, scoff at it, and you don't have to just read the headline and go, it's zombies, and panic right. and run into the desert. But you should read the article. So, had you read the article, what you would find is that a man, ran amok, was being restrained, bit somebody, and then died on the plane. But if you read further, what you find is a 40-something-year-old woman, I believe 44, but I also saw 45. It was a little bit mixed reporting. Woman traveling with him was also arrested for having pounds and pounds of some sort of amphetamine dust.
Yep.
And we also found a couple different reports today that when the autopsy was performed, several packages were found in the man's stomach. So chances are, what it seems to me is that he might have been trafficking the drugs. And mm-hmm. the whatever they were in his stomach burst. And he had a very brief but very strong drug reaction that eventually caused him to OD and die. Now that said, Brent, there
yes.
was 5% of my brain that said, but what if he was trafficking zombie dust? And I was like, you know what? Maybe this is the new terrorist attack. They've perfected zombie disease.
Now, see, that's what I was going to say. Good thing it didn't happen in the States, or the news would have been like, terrorist biters on the loose.
Zombie TSA disease.
TSA introduces mandatory mouth guards. Like, they would just go overboard. Like, you know,
Do
the
you
shoe
remember
bomber.
The bath salts thing? Where, like, yep. there was a woman, I think it was a woman in Florida who on bath salts bit somebody. And everybody
well,
was like,
I remember there
bath
being
salts
a-
turn you into zombies.
I remember there being a cannibalism thing, like somebody like bit off
oh, yeah,
and ate part
face.
Of somebody else's face.
It
yeah,
the, yeah, and everybody was like, "Bath salts make zombies. This person's a zombie."
Can we just sidebar real quick and say some people actually still think that bath salts are a drug that occurs when you actually find a way to ingest bath salts. Just so you know, like bath salts. That you put in a bathtub for your bath are not bath salts. Just, you know, no, not everybody
like
knows that.
The name of the drug.
It is. It's like a designer name. You know what I mean? Like crocodile in Russia. It's just called that. Anyway, I don't know if that was a point worth making, but I recently read I recently read an article all about drugs, and the writer just said the phrase unscented bath salts. And I was like, does this person think that you're really snorting baths? Anyway, just so you know, I'm done. Done. End of spiel. Well, you were saying.
And I've said on Bunker Buddies numerous times that I think the most likely of a movie style like apocalypse to happen is probably zombies, especially as portrayed in Zombieland, with the idea of it being like an advanced form of like mad cow disease or rabies that strikes human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this is how it would work. I think that what you would see if it were to become a global phenomenon, it would have to be massive, like it would have to be multiple starting points. So you would see reports of it in like numerous different locations, not just one dude on a plane or one woman in Florida.
Right. With social media like it is, it would be a hashtag in an hour.
Yeah, you know? Right. And there would be all kinds of footage up on YouTube and Twitter and all that shit where people would just be like, I think there are zombies. And like, so I'm just saying that like, maybe that's the balance of like appropriate skepticism of, is it corroborated? Are there multiple reports of this? Or is it like one guy on a plane who clearly went crazy on a drug trip? Like, that's the first thing I thought when I saw the story was, oh, he probably had drugs in his stomach.
Dude, I want to tell you the 30-second version of this story I heard on a podcast recently about a strange plane hijacking, because it's fascinating. You know, the Candid Camera was basically like the first reality show back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay, so Candid Camera became very famous. The idea that there was a hidden camera and, you know, like kind of like the original version of Punk'd. Anyway, the host of Candid Camera was on a plane once, and it was hijacked by an actual guy with a stewardess at knife point, but people knew the Candid Camera host was on that plane, so they didn't think it was real. They thought a real hijacking was Candid Camera. Anyway, it's one of the more recent episodes of This American Life. Check it out. It's a fascinating, kind of freaky story about, you know, the father of reality TV.
And that's the story of how the host of Candid Camera was really a zombie. I wasn't listening. So I think that's going to do it for us today, not this week, because we're going to be back in like 2 days.
Yep.
But I want to say thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for posting so much on the Trends Like These Facebook page. Just go on Facebook and search Trends Like These. You can also follow us on Twitter at Trends Like These. You can email us, trendslikethese@gmail.com. I need to check that. I haven't checked that in a while. If you like the show and you would like to support us, you can float us a couple bucks in the Trends Like These Improvement Fund by going to trendslikethese.com and clicking the donate button. Don't gotta break the bank. $1, $2, $5. It costs money to make the show, and it costs time to make the show, so we always appreciate your donations. Thank you to everybody who's donated so far. We think you're great. We also want to say thank you in advance for sharing this show and all of our past episodes with your friends that you think would like this show, and maybe just retweet the link or share it on Facebook or something like that. We appreciate it. Brent, am I forgetting anything?
I think we better hurry up and get these amphetamine packets out of our stomachs.
All right, we're going to go throw up, but we'll be back in a couple days.
See you Thursday.